crazy, or if anything, like that, that would like if I ever got a boyfriend or whatever, I'd drop 20 pounds just like that, just like drop the mic, boom. And it was just because he became my spiritual, need. He became that, to fill that thing inside of me that I was trying to fill with food, it became him. And then when he left, it became the food again. And then, other, I'm in several 12-step programs. So my original 12-step program was that I came to finally on my bottom was Al-Anon. I'm a member because my family members are alcoholics, so I'm an Al-Anon. And what happened to get me here is that my Al-Anon, she asked me to do a 10-step every night. And I did was doing the 10-step every night. And all of a sudden, well, it wasn't all of a sudden, it just I guess I as I got along in the program, I became more and more honest. And food and all these things with food that were whack starting to show up on my 10th step. And my sponsor's like, and I would tell my sponsor and she goes, maybe you should go to OA. And I was like, what's OA? And then I remembered back in 1986 in Flagstaff, I went to OA. It was a very depressing meeting. I was like, oh, I feel horrible. I feel worse after this meeting than I did when I went in. I'll never go back. Of course, that was my solution, which it just meant that I had to go out and write more of my story and get to a deeper bottom and finally drop the shovel. I heard that in a meeting on Friday. They said, if you want to hit your bottom, then just drop your shovel and stop digging. Because that's what I was doing. I just kept digging and digging. So I was like, okay, I'll go. And I went to a more extreme version of OA before, and I wasn't able to share. I got a lot out of the because I didn't believe in their food plan. It was medical. I don't think health wise it was a good idea, but I got a lot out of their sharing, and I was so grateful to have that structure in the beginning. Because hearing the lady share and hearing the recovery that they were talking about was wonderful. And I said, but I found my sponsor there in that meeting, and I picked her because she was happy. I was like, all these people in a lot of people in OA, at that time when I noticed well, I wanted to find somebody who was happy. I was like, how can I be happy and still do this, because I don't want to be angry. Because you see a lot of like alcoholics that don't go to meetings and stuff, and they become angry. They become dry drunks. I didn't want to become a dry overeater. I didn't want to have that going on. So I picked a sponsor that is happy, and she's still happy to this day. I've got a little bit of sadness because she's getting older. And she's like in her 80s, and I always offer for her to go to a meeting, take her to a meeting. And sometimes she's getting forgetful. And I went through all the steps with her through OA, and she was such a saint to listen to all my steps. She would have me over at her house, and I'm going through them again, and I'm on step two. And I keep trying to get her, and she's napping. She's napping. She's got a doctor's appointment. Oh, I don't feel well. Oh, my grandkids are coming over. I was like, but I thought about it. I was like, Kimberly, it's in the seeking. If I keep seeking the solution, I don't have to worry that my sponsor doesn't have time, or she does, that this is not happening. I have to just keep. So I called her on my call. I have a weekly call time with her on Thursdays, and I called her this week, and I was like, feeling the waters to see if she was going to be available. She's like, oh, we have family coming. My grandchildren are coming. Blah blah blah. I was like, what? Next weekend? I'm just going to keep trying so that I can have a little time, because I love her spiritual connection. That's what I did was lacking. I didn't have a spiritual connection. I wanted to talk about weight really quick, because I'm thinking I probably have 5 minutes, Anne. Is that what you're thinking? About 5 minutes? Okay. I want to talk about my weight. When I came in, I had just finished schooling for the job that I have now, and I was at my highest weight. I was at 235 pounds. I maintained a 30, well, God has maintained a 35 pound loss for me. I'm not at my optimal weight, but the good news is I haven't, that 35 pounds has stayed, which is a miracle in my life because I always gained weight. Every week I'd gain weight, every minute I'd gain weight. So this is a testimony to the program that I know I'm not perfect. I'm perfect on those five things. I don't eat those five things, but I know that there's always a different layer to the program, a different, deeper layer. There's ladies in my home group, for example, that only eat 3 meals a day. They don't eat anything in between. There's always different ideas, and I found out I'm hypoglycemic. I wasn't eating enough protein, and that's I was craving all these things that I'm not supposed to eat. And I said, but once I started the proteins, it really helped me. So, and I work 13-hour shifts, so it's really hard for me to. So, I'm open. The good news is that we go to meetings and we find out ideas from ladies and gentlemen in the meeting that help us to keep trying to get to something that is that we can have a better connection with our higher power and be of more service, really. And so I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to be at this meeting because what happened is that I've had to work a lot of Saturdays. My job says it's a requirement, and I'm like, eh. And that's my home group is on Saturday morning in Phoenix. We have a hybrid meeting from what time is it? It's 8:30, 9:30 Arizona time on Saturday mornings. And I was like, I gotta make up my meeting. So I came to this meeting on Monday, and I was so grateful to have it. You guys have been here showing up every week. It was a lifesaver for me because I've got like a superstition in my head. And I hear a lot of AAs say this when I go to open AA meetings to learn about my family members. They say, I don't know what part of my program is keeping me, abstinent or sober or clean. If I take out my call time, or if I take out my service, if I take out my having a, whatever, I'm afraid to take out these things because I know that I will be back again. I'll be back in those center aisles of the supermarket, and I won't be on the outsides. I'll be on the center aisles again. going to the aisles I shouldn't be going to. And nowadays I have no fear. Wherever I go, if there's things there that I don't eat, I'm fine. God has gotten, if I keep doing those things that my sponsor told me, step work, praying on my knees, going to meetings, making my call time, being of service at the meeting, whatever, God has kind of given me the shield. I was at a huge AA meeting that was had Al-Anons too there, and they said, "Oh, can you be the person who cuts this big square sweet thing? You guys know what it is." In AA meetings, they always have to have this big huge thing that everybody gets a square of, and you know what I'm talking about. They're like, "Can you do that? And can you serve it?" I was like, "Sure." I had it all over the place, and I'm just whoosh, 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 here you go, here you go, here you go, here you go. And I was fine. God has given me this. That's God, because it's not me. I can't change this. I can't change my heart, but I know that God has, and I know I have a lot of long way to go. And the other thing I wanted to say really fast is I've been able to help a lot of people in my work because I have patients that I go to, clients, I should have said clients, that I go to that are 350 pounds, 400 pounds laying in a bed, and they're getting sores all over their body. And I'm the one that goes in there and helps them with all the stuff that they have. And they don't, they have so much, they're hopeless. They're hopeless. And I tell them straight out, I'm an overeater. I'm an addict. I go to a meeting every week. I have a sponsor. I have hope now. I eat these, I stay away from these things that are my, that I have a allergic reaction to, and they're like, what is, it's like I'm speaking Chinese to them, but then all of a sudden they know I'm not going to judge them. They know they feel comfortable sharing with me. I'm like, How'd you doing? You know, I see him next week. How'd you do on your proteins today? You know, you're looking so good. You keep going, keep it up, keep it up. How's your water drinking? You know, and they're like, who is this whack lady? You know, but I'm just so excited because of the program has given me this hope, you know, that I can go to other people that are hopeless and I can say, hey, I am just like you. And I have hope and I want to share it with you. And you know, I have to pull it back a little bit because other people are like, whoa, lady. So, you know, I gotta do it a little bit. I do it a little bit with a grain of salt. But anyway, I'm just so grateful and I wanted to hear what you guys say. And I'm actually gonna turn off my camera because I'm gonna be traveling to my next client. But I really want to hear everybody share. And I'm just so grateful that you guys have this meeting today. And thanks for the opportunity for letting me share. It's been just, and I'm going to be back to this meeting because you guys, Monterey, California, that's where I want to be. Is that where you guys are again? Is Monterey? Oh my gosh. I'm going to San Diego next weekend for a big book study. So I'm so excited to be where you guys are. You guys are lucky. I'm telling you. Okay, thank you.